Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's get quickly out to the WadeFord.com hotline so we could chat with our guy Adam Kaplan,
Adam,
NFL insider from Sirius XM as well as Fox Sports Radio. Follow him on Twitter at KaplanNFL, CAPLANNFL. And first and foremost, Adam, thanks for the time. How are you?
Guys, good to talk to you.
Secondly, these rumblings about what next week might look like in the NFL. Like, obviously, we've already seen some cuts, some pretty good names out there. But people are talking about next week just being unlike anything we've ever seen. What exactly is that going to look like, in your opinion?
Yeah, I actually could put, I don't agree with that at all.
Okay.
I know why people are saying that. This has been out, I mean, people have been saying that for 2 months now. And quite frankly, I track these things pretty closely. I do reporting on it. There's only been one over the last 3 weeks when teams started cutting players that was a surprise at all. That was Kyle Van Noy of the Dolphins. That one surprised me because they paid him $15 million for one season. And here's the other thing. It's not a cap issue. They were already well under the cap. They're about $30 million under. They just didn't want him. See, I think folks have to put this stuff in context. If you're going to say there's going to be a bloodletting, well, you got to tell me why the team cut the player first, and I'll tell you if that's accurate. That's just the way it is. Like, for instance, okay, the Falcons are still over the cap. They're, depending on what the cap is, they're $15 to $20 million over as we speak. But I know that they're working on restructures and pay cuts and so forth. The only guy that, to me, they have to take a look at is Dante Fowler, because he's got a $13 million base salary, which becomes fully guaranteed on March 21st, and he also has a roster bonus that day due. Now he should. I don't see why he wouldn't be here. They are changing defensive schemes. They're going to run a hybrid 34 on the DNPs. He's a perfect fit for it. He did very well on it with the Rams a couple of years ago before he came to the Falcons. So there's no reason why he shouldn't be on the roster. But they have to do some trimming of pay. And there's some guys they could certainly look at restructuring or guys who take pay cuts. But that's what these things are about. Teams, I could just tell you this: they rarely cut players they want to keep. That's just the way it is.
So with that being said, because I'm looking at some of these numbers, Adam, and I'll just stick here strictly with the Falcons, and you say they're going to pick up this Dante Fowler. Who are some players on this squad, the big money players, that can restructure some? Because the names that automatically come to mind are always Matt Ryan, Julio.
Yep.
Guys like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, right. Randy, what they can do is they could take – Julio's got 3 years left, okay? They could take his base salary of $15.3 million and convert that to a signing bonus and spread it out over 5 years. And they could lower his cap number by $10 million easily, because his cap number is over $23 million, which is really high. They can do that. Now, the reason why teams don't like doing that with older players is guys who have an injury history, like Julio Jones. He just turned 32 years old. If a guy retires early, I'm not saying Julio is, but if he decides to retire over the next couple of years, or they have, or if they trade or cut him, or they want to trade him, or they wind up cutting him, there's a significant amount of dead money that's left on the cap, and you want to be careful of doing this with older players. You like to restructure with younger players, you know, you never have to worry about whether they're not going to be on the team or not.
I wonder when we get to the when we actually get to free agency, because again, Adam Kaplan joining us here, our NFL insider, kind of saying, I don't know if it's the opposite, but just a little bit different from some of what we've been hearing from other folks around the league, which is it's not going to be as crazy next week. Players are going to get cut because teams want to cut them. It's not just going to be this crazy bloodletting. But when it gets to the point where there are a lot of guys out there and the money, the salary cap is a little bit lower, it sounds like there's going to be guys accepting of 1-year deals in situations where they wouldn't be. How do you go about attracting one of those guys? Say if you're the Falcons and they're being offered contracts by various different teams and everybody's kind of offering the same amount of money.
Opportunity. Here's a perfect example. So if you're a pass rush guy, if you're an outside linebacker, you know, other than Dante Fowler, they just don't have very many guys who can rush the passer from a stand-up standpoint with the kind of scheme that they're going to run. You could offer someone on a one-year deal. We on NFL Radio last week, we had Brian Levy on, who's not only Mike Tomlin's agent, but he also handles players. And what Brian said is what you mentioned. He said the one issue he has this year is that he thinks a lot of veterans are going to they're going to get squeezed. They're going to have to take one-year deals. And that has been the belief around the league, that you're going to see a bunch of veterans. We call them mid-level players, mm-hmm. sort of like mm-hmm. some people have called the mid-level exception in the NBA. You know, each team has one. Well, you're going to see a bunch of mid-level free agents who typically might get 30 to 40% more. They're probably not going to get as much. Yeah, sure. Next week, there'll be a lot of players still being released over the next 10 days. But I'll just leave you with this one on that end. Look, if there are 50 players released next week, show me how many players really wanted those guys back. Very few teams are going to cut guys who they want. That's just the way it is. It'll never change.
But when you say it like that, because of how the cap has shrunk, I agree with you that you don't cut players that you want on your team. But yeah. There's going to have to be some of those that are like, wow. Like, because because of the fact is that they're so far. Like, Adam, you've been doing this a long time. How the hell are the Saints going to get up under this number at whatever they are right now? I mean, they're going to have to remove some guys.
Because, like, Randy, for instance, Pittsburgh was about 40 to 45 million over the cap. They went from having a salary cap around 235 to 240. They're at 192 right now, and they're going to restructure Roethlisberger's, and they'll get under the cap. So they'll be okay. So, by the way, they didn't have to cut anybody. Now, New Orleans, you're right. They have the worst. As of a week ago, they're at $263 million, which put them roughly $80 million over. Now, they're doing massive restructures. And the funny thing, by the way, you mentioned Jared Cook. Jared Cook's scheduled to be a free agent in 2 weeks. I don't understand kind of why they cut him now. I don't know if there's some kind of – this happens. A couple guys who are cut who are going to be free agents, you're cutting before their contract expires. It's very bizarre. Maybe there's some kind of – salary cap benefit, but nevertheless, the Saints are the one team. I would say if we look at teams that are severely in trouble with a cap, obviously New Orleans, the Saints are the ones where you go, okay, how are they going to pull this off? They're doing a lot. They still have a lot. They already, by the way, they restructured Drew Brees' contract a couple weeks ago. The Eagles still have a lot of work to do. Remember, they're going to take a significant cap hit when the Carson Wentz trade becomes official on March 17th. So they're counting for that. The Giants, they cut Golden Tate. Golden Tate did not do very well for 2 years. That was a bad contract. Great for the player and the agent. Bad for the club. So they cut him. They didn't want him. So those are the kind of veterans who don't have any guaranteed money in their contract. The club could save $10 million by cutting these guys. These are easy cuts to make. It's the guys that you still think have something left and you don't want them to go to another team. Those are the ones that general managers tell me that they lose sleep over.
Can you give us a name or two of a pass rusher that may end up being available, a guy that's going to be a free agent that the Falcons may be able to afford that we could start focusing on, because that's obviously a big need of the Falcons?
Yeah, there's no way to know who's going to be cut because these talks are the talks are going on now. I could just give you I have an extensive free agent file. Mm-hmm. The kind of guys who would fit, who are not going to cost a ton of money. Tyus Bowser is terrific. He's a very underrated outside pass rusher for the Ravens. He's an unrestricted free agent at a University of Houston who's had some really good productivity as a sub-package rusher. He's a young guy. He would be perfect for this scheme. This is the kind of guy they should be looking at. Leonard Floyd of the Rams, the former first-round pick of the Bears. He revived his career with the Rams. He's available. Marcus Golden, before he tore his ACL 3 years ago, was a really terrific player. He was an original Cardinal. Went to the Giants, didn't work out, went back to the Cardinals. He's available. But a guy I absolutely love would be Tyus Bowser, who should have plenty of interest because the Ravens are focusing on Matthew Judon, who's probably the top outside pass rusher available in free agency. He's a stand-up outside linebacker for the Ravens. Now, though the Ravens' scheme is a little bit different, but there's certainly some similarities to what Dean Pease is going to run. Dean knows that scheme because he was there. But Dean has his own version of it. these outside pass rushers are very hard to find. Shaq Barrett is going to cost a lot of money. I don't see that. Mm-hmm. Because assuming they're bringing Dante Fowler back, I don't know why they wouldn't. They just have to look at his salary cap number. But those are the kind of guys that I think would fit. Hassan Reddick, okay, going to cost a lot of money, most likely. It's amazing. Hassan Reddick, the former first-rounder for the Cardinals.
Yeah.
You could have got him for nothing headed to last season. Chandler Jones gets hurt. He has to wind up starting. Has 12 and a half sacks. Mm-hmm. So, to me, the guys like Tyus Bowden, Marcus Golden, Kyler Fackrell, by the way, from the Giants, formerly of the Packers, he's another guy should be a bargain. These are some of the guys who would fit the scheme pretty well.
Adam, we appreciate it. Great stuff, AC, as always.
Take care, brother.
Guys, thank you.
Right. Adam Kaplan there, NFL Insider, Sirius XM, and Fox Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.